Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. The pericardium is a thick, fibrous sac that surrounds the heart. This sac doesn't have the ability to expand much, so if fluid accumulates in the space between the pericardium and the heart, it compresses the heart, limiting its ability to pump. When blood or other fluids accumulate in the sac around the heart, it's called a cardiac tamponade or pericardial tamponade. As we're working a code, we'll consider reversible H&T causes of cardiac arrest. Things in the patient's history or physical signs present before the patient arrested that may lead us to suspect cardiac tamponade and what we can do to correct it is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. As little as 50 milliliters, or a little under 1/4 cup, of blood or other fluids can cause a pericardial tamponade. In cardiac tamponade, the electrical system of the heart is functioning fine. Due to compression of the heart from the fluid accumulation, there's a physical inability of the heart's chambers to fully open to allow blood in that can be ejected during contraction. This decreases the preload and negatively affects stroke volume, cardiac output, and coronary artery circulation. Cardiac tamponade can result from an acute event or chronic conditions. There are many causes of tamponade, including trauma, iatrogenic, or pathological. Bleeding is the most common cause of tamponade and can be caused by blunt and penetrating chest trauma or sudden deceleration injuries, such as those from a seatbelt or steering wheel, iatrogenic complications from PCI, CABG, or other procedures where coronary arteries or the vena cava can be injured during cannulization, or rupture of a transmural myocardial infarction. Tamponade can also be caused by infections or malignancies where the buildup is a pus-like exudate. If any of these factors are noted in a patient's history, a tamponade could be the cause. Some signs that may have been present prior to a patient arresting that further support the possibility of a tamponade include tachycardia, JVD, muffled heart sounds, a narrowing pulse pressure or falling systolic pressure, and, in some cases, pulsus paradoxus. Remember that one of the goals of ACLS is to recognize life-threatening conditions before a patient goes into cardiac arrest and take actions to prevent them from arresting. If you observe signs consistent with a cardiac tamponade, speak up. If the patient is arrested, PEA is a common finding, as the electrical system of the heart is functioning fine, but mechanically the heart can't pump blood. Eventually, the myocardium will become hypoxic, then irritable, and go into fibrillation or asystole. Because the symptoms of cardiac tamponade are similar to those of tension pneumothorax, another reversible H&T, it's vital to listen to bilateral breath sounds prior to performing an intervention. For tension pneumothorax, the treatment is to release the thoracic pressure by needle decompression or insertion of a chest tube. For cardiac tamponade, the treatment is reducing the pressure by evacuating the fluid via a pericardiocentesis. In pericardiocentesis, a needle is passed through the chest wall and the pericardium. Once the tip of the needle is in the pericardial space, gentle pressure on a syringe is applied to evacuate any fluids. As you can imagine, the complications of pericardiocentesis when done incorrectly can be significant. Pericardiocentesis should only be performed by people that have been appropriately trained and are working within their scope of practice. When pericardiocentesis is effective, the patient will show almost immediate improvement. If you'd like to hear more about the causes, physiology, and treatment of cardiac tamponade, I've placed a link to a Ninja Nerds podcast episode on the pod resource page at passacls.com. I hope you're finding these tips helpful. If so, be sure to push the plus, follow, or subscribe button on your preferred podcast app and consider making a donation via the secure link. Through the end of October, the donate link goes to my fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. Every donation, regardless of the size, will help in the battle against breast cancer. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.